It's warm enough. We're talking low 70s. Perfect weather, ideal weather for you to head on down to Rockin' on the River tonight. It's going to be awesome. It'll be rocking for sure. Seven Bridges, the ultimate Eagles experience, will be there, along with Kings Highway, a Tom Petty tribute. And here to tell us more about tonight's show on Rockin' on the River is Bob Early. Bob, how are you, man?
How are you, my friend?
So far, so good.
We're ready.
We're doing great over here, loving the idea that right now it's nice and cool and things are nice and relaxed, and it sounds like a little bit later on tonight, those that head to Rockin' on the River are going to love the sounds of Seven Bridges, the ultimate Eagles experience. Tell us all about these guys.
Well, they've been together, gosh, 24, 25 years. When they first started, they were called Tequila Sunrise, and the leader of their band is the musical director for Taylor Swift. And these guys are all from Nashville, and two of them are from Texas, and they're musical writers. That's a heck of a band. I mean, it's a big time band.
You had mentioned about these guys before that it's one of the bands that got you really excited about this year's Rockin' on the River series. These guys are wildly popular, and one of the things you mentioned earlier was that this is one of the bands that every single show you've been to, the crowd sticks around until they play their final note.
That is absolutely true. And the nice thing is, too, that most of the bands we use here, but especially with this band, a really good Eagles band, to get the exact sound, has to use a lot of tracking, you know, from like the original act, you know what I mean? And it's in the music. Most people who go to a concert would never even know. This band goes note for note, no tracks whatsoever. They're just singing and playing their own instruments. And it's really, to a musician, it's really something special because they're that good.
And you were explaining earlier about the history of this band, where these guys all come from, and what's gotten them into the music industry. How did you find out about this band?
I've been booking them for 20 years now. I think when we started doing tribute bands a little over 20 years ago, and I saw that's the direction at least we wanted to go, you know, we just started researching to find there were probably six or seven great tribute bands in the country. There was this one. There was the one for Zoso, which is Led Zeppelin. You know, so you find the best bands, then you find those four or five in the country that are the best, and bring them in. And of course, from then, this band plays 220 shows a year. In fact, they got a big Prevost bus, one of those million-dollar buses, parked about 10 feet from me right now that they travel in.
220 shows a year?
Yes.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. Yep, and if you look at their schedule, I mean, this is about their eighth state, I think, in the last 9 days.
Well, if I'm not mistaken, I think they're going to Pennsylvania tomorrow also. So
tomorrow,
that's
yes, they are in Pennsylvania tomorrow.
I mean, that's a trend that continues, so that's wild. Now, I've got to ask you, every time you look at a tribute band, it's not necessarily just the sound, but it's also the look of the band as well. Is Jason Manning a dead ringer for Glenn Frey or what?
No, not his looks, but certainly his movements are. And again, they're a cover band, so they'll use the exact, when they do a certain Joe Walsh song, the person who's doing Joe Walsh will use the exact guitar Joe Walsh used, or same with, you know, any of the other guys in the band. So it's 100% authentic.
Again, we're talking with Bob Early, Rockin' on the River. Head on down to Black River Landing tonight. Seven Bridges, the ultimate Eagles experience. But they're not the only ones playing tonight. You guys also have Kings Highway, a Tom Petty tribute. Tell us all about these guys.
Well, they're from Las Vegas. They're an eight-piece act, and three of them are actually from Ohio now, but they moved to Las Vegas. They put it back together again, and, you know, really a headline band, but I wouldn't let them headline until I've had them once as an opener. It's just my rule of thumb. So they'd like to think they're a co-headliner, but really they're opening tonight, and they're certainly good as heck, though. I mean, they're very strong.
So they've got close to 40 songs on their list. How much of that will they get to on a night like tonight when they're playing before Seven Bridges?
See, they'll do two 60-minute sets, so probably, what I'm guessing, 24 songs probably.
Wow. Okay, so how does that work? When you've got two bands lined up like this tonight, they'll be playing for 4 hours, 5 hours? How does that work?
We start at 6:15, and they'll do two 60-minute sets with a 15-minute break, and the other band will come on, and he'll probably want to play straight through. So he'll play from 8:40 to 11 straight without a break.
Wow. So if you get there, when the gates open up right around 5:30, 6 o'clock, you'll be entertained with 5 or 6 straight hours of entertainment.
You got it. Yep, that's correct.
Wow, that's great, great stuff. Now, I've got to ask you the same kind of question about Tim Eastgate that I asked you about Jason Manning. I was looking at some pictures of Tim earlier. How often do you think he gets confused with Tom Petty? He looks just like him.
A lot. He actually looks like him.
Is that part of the act for those guys?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yep.
I mean, he's close to a dead ringer for Tom Petty. I mean, they are really spitting images of each other with the sunglasses and the whole nine yards. I was blown away by the striking physical similarities. But, you know, tonight looks like you guys will have a wonderful atmosphere. When we were talking before we came on the air, you were telling me all about last week, and it sounds like your opening weekend was a huge hit.
Yeah, it was really great, Andy. Everything was wonderful. It was a little warm. We had a great crowd, and it was, you know, well-behaved, of course. And, you know, it's just the way you want to start the season because, as you know better than I, up here on the lake, end of May, 1st of June, it can be a little touch and go. But we're very fortunate. We've got two great weather weeks, and hopefully we'll continue on that same path.
Well, hopefully you get two or three more great weather months as well so you guys can keep on rocking on the river. Hey, Bob, we know you're slammed right now as the concert's going to begin here in just a couple of hours. As always, my friend, we appreciate you stopping by. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Bob. Bob Early with Rockin' on the River. Again, to check out more details on tonight's show, check out rockinontheriver.com. That's rockinontheriver.com.